The Bog Baby by Gian Willis. Long ago, when we were little, me and Chrissy did something bad. We said we were going to Annie's house to play, but we didn't. We went fishing, all by ourselves, which wasn't allowed. Chrissy said there was a magic pond in Bluebell Wood. It was only ever there in spring. When it rained, it made a huge puddle in the dell, and pond creatures came. "We could fish for newts," she said. "I won't tell if you won't." So we went. We found the pond. It was squelchy round the edge. The bluebells squeaked under our boots. We fished and fished, but we didn't catch a newt. We caught something much better. We caught a bog baby. He was the size of a frog, only round and blue. He had boggly eyes and a spiky tail. And I do remember he had ears like a mouse. He came swinging through the flower stalks and jumped into the water. He floated up and down on his back and sucked his toes. That's when I fished him out. He didn't struggle. He sat in my hand and looked surprised. He was as soft as jelly, like he had no bones. When we stroked him, he flapped his wings. They were no bigger than daisy petals. They seemed too small for him to fly. Chrissy said he might be able to fly if we blew his wings. We blew and blew, but all we did was blow him onto the mud. He didn't try to escape. He just sat still with his paws over his eyes. We put him in a jam jar, took him home and hid him in the shed. He was our bog baby. He wasn't meant to be a secret. We wanted to show Mum, but we daren't. If we did, she'd know we didn't go to Annie's. We made our bog baby a beautiful home in a bucket. Gravel, shells, clean water. Whenever he saw us, he jumped up and down. We picked him up and played with him. He was very ticklish. We fed him on cake crumbs. We loved our bog baby. Our friends loved him too.